the Four Peaks Baptist Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Yo, 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 I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And this is the Castle Lads Podcast.
Oh, wait.
Let's try again. Yo, 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 I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And this is
the Castle Lads Podcast. Episode 4.
Okay, so this time we're way more organised than before, and for the start of this, we're going to go about something that we did at the start of last podcast with the whole masks topic, because back on Monday yesterday, masks are now optional for any school student, high school student, and primary, if they still do it there. I have no clue, I'm quite old now. Well, what are your opinions on this, Alex?
Personally, I think it's a little too soon. Again, I quite like to keep social distancing, keep wearing my mask personally, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah, I agree with that too, but I mean, to be fair, I'm quite of a cold person, so wearing a mask kind of felt stuffy to me, and it was quite, just made me look a bit big. But speaking of big, in Hartlepool there was a Boris statue, or more of a balloon actually, but it was set up near Hartlepool for Boris to see during the election period, you know, to kind of attract, kind of their show their like, I don't know, their who they want to vote for, but let's hope they don't. But yeah, the group wishes to stay anonymous, but it was quite a fascination to see them kind of see that, you know, when would you see that, obviously. Now that we're done with the politics and what so forth, we're going to go into Alex's special little section, his pet care and chameleons.
Ah, thank you, Lucas. So, today I'd like to talk to you all about chameleons. Now, the pros and cons of chameleons are as follows. They don't drop their tails, which is very good. It will always help with your pet care and health, all that. It will definitely prevent health issues with the tail growing back. The tails are prehensile, so they can grab onto things. They're just amazing. And each of their eyes move separately. They're full of personality, and they can even change colour to fit their mood. But cons are they require lots and lots of ventilation and only drink via drip water. Hmm. So unless you're an experienced keeper or you have or you are working with someone who has a chameleon and you are sort of like a sort of apprentice of theirs, then I would not recommend these for beginners.
Mm. Would you like to expand on territory? What kind of enclosure would be best suited for their comfortability, or however you would call it?
Well, chameleons are arboreal, which means they stick mostly to the trees. So it would be good to have a vertical terrarium filled with lots of wood placed about and trees.
Honestly, yeah, that sounds quite amazing. I've never been too much of a reptile man. I always see them in shops near Sandown, Ryde, or anywhere that I'm kind of given to in general. But behind that now, we will be sticking to my personal area of the land, the game reviews. Today will be Resident Evil, a horror survival game released for PS4, PS5, and any consoles, really. But the most recent game is Resident Evil Village. Would you like to expand your opinions on it, Alex?
Oh, I love it. It's probably one of my favourite horror games. I haven't played it yet, but I have seen a lot of gameplay, and it looks amazing. The graphics are just incredible.
Honestly, I agree. And now to get into further more about the subjects, the game is more, to play the game, it's kind of more of a puzzle-based kind of thing. Like, you can fight back, but you can't kill them straight away. You can't just pick up a gun and, like, beat them. You're meant to meet very specific requirements. And beforehand, you're meant to kind of just run around half the time. You're meant to survive. So if you encounter a boss that you're not meant to fight yet, you're meant to just kind of outrun them. Use the areas to your advantage. Like, and they will appear any time. Like, you can be doing a puzzle and they'll be going through the door. And they're basically invincible until you complete that certain area of the house. And then, and even then, once you fight them, you can't just beat them head on. You're meant to kind of repeat a pattern of beating them. It's just kind of like hit and run with them. Like, you just kind of, it's a quite a risky game. And along with that, there's so much they could have like done with that. And it's kind of the theme of Resident Evil games. You're meant to just kind of like run around and explore until you're ready. It's not as easy as just like beating them with what you have and being left in like a scrape. Honestly, I play it on PS4 personally, and I think that It's such a good game. Well, my favourite games were definitely Resident Evil 3 or 4. Like this is when they got really popular. It's quite a It's mainly a first person game, but the older generation games are more of a second person game. You could call it. You could only really look at the game from certain angles. But I think that wraps it up. Stay tuned for next time because Alex has another pet care. What pet care will that be about?
Ah, well, then I would like to talk about the Siamese fighting fish and proper fish care for them.
And along with that, we will also be discussing movies and one another Alex's personal favourite, King Kong and Godzilla. But yeah, there's some very great movies for next week. Hope you stay tuned. I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And this is the Castle Lads podcast. Signing off.